We hear from our man in São Paulo, Brazil, where fans react to last night's disastrous World Cup semi-final against Germany.
A record-breaking defeat at home for Brazil. 39 years on from the last time they lost a competitive game in Brazil, which was in this stadium. It's happened again. This is one of those nights that will live long in the memory and go into the history books.
Well, I'm sure you don't need to be reminded how passionate the Brazilians are about their football and what happened last night when they met Germany in the first World Cup semi-final. Yesterday, our man in São Paulo, Norbert Harsha de Souza, was in high spirits before the match started.
Hi, Derek. So, I'm here in Brazil, and so I can tell you some such things about the World Cup here. Everybody knows that Brazil is a culture of football and carnival. And so, and now, I think that we're living the both together. All the time that we have a match here, after we have kind of a carnival. So all the culture is delighted with this World Cup. I know that before we start with a lot of protest and stuff, but I don't know what happened. So everything is stopped, and I think that all the feelings come out, and everybody now is supporting, everybody wants that Brazil win this competition. All the matches that Brazil gonna play, so we have a bank holiday here. So it's nobody work. All the matches start at 5 o'clock here, so everybody leave the job at 12 o'clock. So you can walk on the street and you're not going to hear anybody. Everybody stopped what they're doing. They just, you know, wear the Brazilian t-shirt and they're going and to support the team. That's what's incredible. But I think that, you know, the players now get stronger. And I think that they're going to, you know, put all the feelings together, and we still have the hope, you know, everywhere we're going. So they say that we still can win this competition. And I think that they hope that they're going to.
Nober may have been confident, but our very own Eamon Dunphy had no such delusions.
I said I'd wear a dress if Brazil
That's right.
win the World
yeah.
Cup.
Great, fantastic.
You did, yeah.
Kind of dress.
Derek will lend you one of his.
I'll come back and do the show next week in a dress.
In a guna.
But who could have predicted that after 11 minutes, things would start to go so horribly wrong for Brazil when Germany scored not one,
goal!
Not two,
goal!
Not three,
goal!
But four goals in just 6 minutes.
Fantástico. Espetacular.
And that wasn't the end of it. By 29 minutes, Germany had put five goals in the net, followed by another two in the second half. There was one consolation for Brazil.
And a chance for Oscar here. And they've got one.
YouTube has pictures of angry Brazilian fans outside the stadium burning Neymar icons. And he wasn't even playing. Inside, the Germans were jubilant, the home team beyond consolation, while in the streets, there was weeping and wailing. At least, that's what media reports would suggest, along with headlines screaming, total global humiliation. But does that tell the whole story? Let's hear again from our man in Brazil.
Hi, Derek. I'm here. So I'm watching the game here in Brazil, in São Paulo. So I think that everybody's sad what happened. And I think that everybody doing the same question of. So everybody wants to know what happened. So we are really sad, I think. But we're not going to stop. So we continue the party here. So I'm here on the street. So even because Brazil lost the game, but we still continue the party. So the atmosphere here is still very good. So you can see that we continue the carnival here. So I'm going to say goodbye to you. And so I'm just going to stay and enjoy the party. So that was really sad. But anyway, so we are happy for the other teams. See you. Bye-bye.
Norbert Harsha de Souza in São Paulo. Where counter to what most media sources would have us believe, clearly the party still goes on. Or maybe they're just drowning their sorrows. Yeah, maybe they're just drowning their sorrows. And for all of the Brazilians living in Ireland, hope you are having a nice day after what was the most horrendous evening of football I have witnessed for an awful long time. Did you watch it, Brendan?
I did. I watched the first half, and luckily for me, Harvey woke up for the second half, so I very happily left the room and minded him, because I actually couldn't look at it. It was unbearable to see it. Now, I mean, Germany were wonderful, and when I came back down and saw the end of the match, I thought they didn't, how can I put it, they didn't over-celebrate their victory, and they could have. What a scoreline. They could have gone mental. They could have ran around, up their fans, on their knees, hands in the air. You know, but when they came out, the Brazilian team, and they were all holding hands, and then they had Neymar's jersey and all that, De Hubby said to me, they're not focused on the game. There should be none of this Neymar rubbish or whatever. They should be, look at the Germans, they should be just thinking about the game. They're making a meal of it, and they're not focused. That's what he said. And then
I have to say, you know, I felt sorry for them. I really did. It was very hard to watch it.
Yeah.
It was really hard. I mean, you could see after the second and third goal went in, that was it. It was all over. Yeah. Their heads were down. You know, I actually thought at one stage they were going to leave the field of play during the game and just say, look, there's no point in continuing on. It's interesting that Scolari, and I was watching the guys on RT last night, Eamon and Liam, John and Giles and Bill, and they were talking about, you know, the manager's to blame. Of course the manager takes a certain amount of the blame, but he's not on the pitch kicking the ball. I mean, these guys are paid huge money. Surely they should be able to kick the ball, regroup and save some face. They got one goal at the end there. You heard George Hamson's commentary when Oscar scored. But I just feel the manager gets too much of the blame. As the players are still on the pitch. It was a bit like that whole thing with Ferguson when he was replaced and they were all blaming the new coach. Well, get on with it. You guys are paying hundreds of thousands of euro every week.
They are, but can you imagine the pressure, the atmosphere in that studio? How we spoke to some Brazilians living in Ireland yesterday and how they talked about, it doesn't matter what street corner you're on. If somebody's kicking a ball, you stand and you watch them. It's in their blood. They're so proud. And it just was heartbreaking. But Germany were unbelievably magnificent. Yeah. And they were very graceful,
Brenda,
in victory as well.
We've been unlucky. We have been, let's remind everybody, Team USA,
I know,
they're gone. We have been Team Algeria, they're gone. We have been Team Brazil yesterday, they're gone. Today, we are Team Argentina.
Nobody. No, we're Team Nobody.
No. The Irish have a long association with Argentina. So we're Team Argentina tonight.
No,
and I know it's Argentina. Don't cry for me. Don't cry for them if they lose.
But today,
we are Team... You're the Netherlands, to be precise.
Oh, the Netherlands.
We are Team Argentina. Holland is just an area in the Netherlands. But we are Team Argentina, okay?
You are Team Argentina. I love Robin.
Noel has been on from Cork to say, Derek, you put the Maggie Mac on Brazil last night and on every other team you followed so far. So please pick your team for tonight so I can back the other team.
Yeah.
I've already done it. We are Team
Holland.
I've done that very hard.
Argentina. We're Team Argentina.
Can I rebel?
You can rebel all you like.
Yeah,
we are
rebelling.
Team Argentina. And Tony Ruan from Foxford in County Mayo and also Swords has been on stage. All right, don't forget Foxford and its Argentinian support this evening. Admiral William Brown, who founded the Argentine Navy, was born there. And the town is usually bedecked in Argentinian colours when they are playing, says Tony. So he's right. That is true. So the whole of Foxford and us will be supporting Team Argentina tonight, apart from Brenda, who's supporting Team Netherlands.
Yep,
as right. I shall be too.
Brenda, on your bike.
I thought it was,
and there was a little story. Mm-hmm. I thought it was great how Brazil were beaten after they were allowed to kick the Colombians around the field by the ref. Last night, they couldn't even kick the Germans. They were too slow and naive, says Edwin, who's listening in. Doesn't seem like people have much sympathy for Brazil apart from ourselves.